We're pleased to be joined now with Daniel Sedin, who joins us part of his new role with the Vancouver Canucks. We are socially distanced in our respective booths here. Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what is it like to be back in the rink here in a professional capacity? No longer a fan? You're officially hard at work now.
Yeah, no, it's been fun, especially when training camp started here. It's fun to see all the young kids out there and the older guys too fighting for spots and just getting ready for the season.
What take us through like a player's mindset here. Like, what's important in training camp? Obviously, you're meeting a bunch of new players and new teammates, but for veteran players and for younger players, it's different. If you're a veteran player, what is it like coming into camp and what's important to take out of it?
I think I always had the mindset that I was fighting for a spot. I wanted to be like a power play guy. I wanted to play a lot of minutes. So I think that's the mindset I had going into camp. And also a lot of times you, as an older guy, you might have a young guy on your line or on the back end that is fighting for a spot. So you have to play hard to help them out too, because if you go at 75%, I mean, you're not going to have their chances. So I think you have that responsibility towards your teammates and also getting the system in place and all the little things. I think you have to work extremely hard in training camps for that to be at top speed when you come into to the season.
I've heard both you and your brother talk about that mindset of feel like you always have to earn your spot every single day. As far as what you're trying to instill into this organization, your own personal influence of however strong that influence is that something, as far as a culture of an organization, you want to try to build here in Vancouver?
I think it's so important on a good team. You get that that competition within the team, and you want players. Certain players are going to play certain minutes. That's just the way it is. But they should never feel that they should always feel like they have to earn those minutes, and I think that's important on a good team. And you need depth on your team, but you also need that competition.
What about for you personally? It's been a few months now in your new roles. What are you enjoying about it? We'll get into what you hope to learn and everything like that, but what are you enjoying about it so far?
Yeah, I think we talked about this before. July was always intense with the draft and free agency, so that was a lot of fun being a part of the meetings and discussions about players back and forth, and now just being here at camp to evaluate players and I mean, we watch a lot of video in the summer on the young players, and just to see where they're at now in camp and then follow them throughout the season to wherever they end up.
Is this part of it a lot more enjoyable, just because you get to see them on the ice, and you know, rather than just the video work? It's I imagine for a long time player, you can relate to exactly what's happening real time on the ice.
Yeah, video was tough, and especially with the COVID situation too. A lot of the players didn't play a lot last year too. So this is way easier for sure, and just to get them into this environment with playing against some veterans and some NHL players, I think it's easy to know where they're at.
What have been for you personally? What are some of the challenges so far in the new role of things that you were excited to learn and things that have presented themselves so far after a few months?
Yeah, like I said, July was that's kind of a, like with the draft and free agency, that's something we've never been a part of. So at that time, it was more sitting in on meetings and listening, and obviously we said whatever we thought too, but that was really, really interesting for us. And now it'll be fun when the season gets going. I mean, like I said, watch games here in Abbotsford, watch the Canucks play in Vancouver too, and then follow them on a daily basis. I think we talked about that before, about competition and showing up every day in practice and games, and I think good teams have that, and it'll be fun to follow the teams both here in Abbotsford and in Vancouver to see if that's the case.
Fans will get a chance to watch the team on Monday in Abbotsford. Preseason gets going tomorrow. You'll hear the game on Sportsnet 650. As far as the team itself, one of the players a lot of people are excited to get their first eyes on is going to be Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Obviously, we know about the Swedish connection with you and your brother with Oliver as well. Just early signs in camp, is this kind of the player that you expected to see? And how excited are you for game one for fans to get to see him?
Yeah, no, I think he's looked good in camp so far for sure. I think we'll see when the games get going, but he looks happy and talking to him too. He's saying all the right things. He's excited about the group, and it is a great group of guys down there. I mean, it's been fun to be involved with them the last few days here, and I think if we can get this group to work the right way and come together as a team, I think it'll be a strong group.
He mentioned that he's spoken to both you guys. Can you take us into what those conversations have been like as far as getting him acclimated to the city or what the fan base is like? What have those conversations been like?
I think he found out pretty easy after that 40-second skate what the media was all about here. No, it's like I said, he's been really positive about the city. We always knew he loved the city. I mean, coming here, playing with another team, I think he says the same things now after being here for a month or so. He's loving everything about it, and it'll be exciting too when the fans get in the arena and just to get the season going. I think he looks, like I said, he looks good out there. He moves well, and I think so far it's been everything we hope for.
Can you take us through what that skate is like? You've been through it obviously with Travis. How challenging is it, and is that something that is a regular outcome of?
It's challenging, and also, I think as a new player on the team, I think they always practice beforehand. Mm-hmm. And if you've never been a part of Travis's practices in training camp, they're really hard as well. And obviously, when you've never been a part of the drills, you have to focus really hard on just what's going on out there. So I think a lot of the new guys is going to have a tough time with the skate afterwards, because they obviously they're tired enough from practice. I think if you've been around Travis and you know the drills, you can kind of relax a little bit more during practice, and you'll have an easier time with the skating too afterwards. So it's always fun to watch from up here and then be a part of it.
What about some of the younger players so far that are trying to make an impression and show themselves and try to earn a younger a player? A roster spot as a younger player, like Vasily Podkolzin and Jack Rathbone. What have you noticed for them so far?
Yeah, it's been up and down. I think like you will see that with younger players too. They're going to have a good practice, and they might be a little bit off the next practice, and that's a learning curve for them. And I mean, I think they all look good. With the young guys, you want to see them just stand out, do something that sets you apart from other players. And I think we've seen that from a few of them.
What's the toughest part as far as the new players that are coming in? I'm trying to think of Connor Garland, Jason Dickinson as well, established veterans. Obviously, you never change teams, but when you had new players try to come in and try to integrate themselves into the roster, what did you like, and what did you like to see when new players came in and how they can figure out their new teammates?
Yeah, that's what training camp is all about, and that's why you have to be ready from day one to work on systems. When the game starts tomorrow, and you need your players that have been here for a while to play the right way, to get pucks deep, and you have to get the puck deep and play the system well, so the new guys can watch from the bench and just learn it as time goes along. And so far it's looked good, really good in practice. I think they worked on a lot of systems wise, and it'll be important when the game starts too.
We'll let you go with this one. This is going to be the home of the Avs for Canucks. I'm sure you'll be here quite often. And how nice was it to see this modified crowd? It feels like there's a little bit different buzz when people are in the stands here.
For sure, and I look forward to that for the players' sakes too. I mean, to have a full Rogers Arena and this building too. It's such an amazing feeling to step on the ice, and I can only imagine what it was like playing with no fans in the arena. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit more pressure too. So I think it'll be exciting for the young players and even the older players who had that year last year with no crowd.
Well, right on, Daniel. Congratulations on the role. I'm sure it's all going great, and we wish you the best of luck, and thanks a lot for giving us some time here today.
Thanks for having me.
There we are, Daniel Sedin.